Thank you for the questions and the comments that followed the panel. I will be brief in my comments around the inability of someone who chooses not to get the vaccine, not because they are unable to, not because there are equity concerns related, but because it's simply a matter of personal choice that they can't then rely on the human rights protections and mechanisms to file a complaint against that vaccine requirement. And really what I'm relying on here is the fact that there are both more of a traditional human rights analysis that you can only evoke equity considerations when there is an aspect of your personal identity at stake. So for example, if you have a disability and are unable, or you have an allergic reaction to a vaccine, unable to access it, or the structure in your jurisdiction is not set up so that you can access it, or other equity concerns that I talked about in my comments. But there is, of course, something extraordinary about the moment we find ourselves in now. And that's really to say that it never before, certainly in many of our lifetimes, has this tension between your individual right to choose, your civil liberties, come into such a glaring contrast at times to the rights of others, the rights of the collective, but also most specifically the rights of folks who are unable to get vaccinated or are not able to receive the same level of immunity from the vaccine. And I think the human rights framework will lean us towards protecting those rights of those who in that latter category, who are unable to get vaccinated, for whom everyone's vaccination is a matter of life and death, potentially, and certainly a matter of safety. So that's how I think that the rights should be balanced. That is not to say, though, that people who feel strongly around the rights to not get vaccinated should not have the right to protest, and that those rights to protest shouldn't be protected in the same way as any other right to protest. Here in Canada, in some jurisdictions, certainly in British Columbia, there is some movement towards having some bubble zones around healthcare facilities so that protests can't block people from entering hospitals to receive medical care. And I think that those kinds of protections are available to governments in limited circumstances, as long as the right to protest can still be exercised so that people can voice their concern. Thank you again for having the floor.